Thank you, Brother Scott, and thank you for the good singing. Good morning, everybody. Today, as we all know, we are going through some serious problems in this nation of ours and also the world around. We have been threatened with a serious virus. I would even call it a deadly virus. And I like to talk about what God has planned for us. You see, there is so much of fear in us today. The world over, there is fear. We can see that in the social media. We can see write-ups about people writing about things, about what they fear because of the things that are happening around us. What's the cause of this fear? As I was putting into words, what is causing us this much fear? What is it? No doubt it is the virus. Yes, but what is it about the virus that's causing us fear? I would think number one is death. The fear of death is number one. Loss of a job. And as a result of that, loss of income. And as a result of that, maybe in time, loss of your belongings, your home, loss of family members, spouses, children, parents, grandparents, friends. And this is a great concern today for each and every one. And that's why the fear was and the fear is. You see, when you look at it, the regular flu that is going around, which the season is from November or October to May of each year, kills on the lower end 29,000 people. And on the upper end, up to as high as 59 people. But why isn't there any fear of the things that I just mentioned? Death and loss of jobs and income and all of those. The reason is because that may not affect us directly as what we are facing today. That is what it is. The flu, the Spanish flu of 1918, killed several people, about 50 to 100 million people. The World Wars I and II killed millions of people. There was wars even during our lifetime, but that didn't affect us and that didn't cause us this kind of trouble and this kind of fear in us, the fear of death. It's as close as our exposure to this virus. And so, as a result of this fear, people are living in anxiety. People are living in a state of depression. People are having sleepless nights. People are going through so much difficulties. And it is the truth. Each one of us may have experienced something. Maybe sleepless nights. Maybe fear of loss of our jobs, of things like that. And so we have to be prayerful at this time. And so what does the Word of God tells us about this time? What should we do? That is the question that we ponder this morning. And that's what I like to talk about this morning. When we look at the things that are happening today, we think of what could happen to us. And that is causing our fear. Does the Word of God give us some consolation, some comfort? Yes, it does. And so let us turn to a very familiar passage. Let's turn to Psalm chapter 91, a psalm of comfort, where God promises protection, where God promises His care. And these are the things that we look forward to and we need to rely upon. Psalm chapter 91, and let me read the first 7 verses. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noontime. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. You see, this is a psalm that gives us protection and promises and gives us the assurance that God will protect us, God will comfort us, and God will take care of us. And what a psalm this is that gives us these protections. Although we live maybe in fear, in anxiety, depressed, sleepless nights, but as we look at into Psalm 91, it promises the protection. It promises the cares and the comfort that our Lord Jesus, our God, affords us. What a promise that is. This psalm, as we look at it, there is no author written, but whenever there is no author that is mentioned, we look at the previous psalm, and Psalm 90, we see it was authored by Moses. And if you look at the first verse at Psalm 90, it says, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. And as we look at Psalm 91 and number one, we see that he takes it to an extra place, and he says, he that dwelleth, it is conditional. It is not just for anyone and everyone, but he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. Some of those that as children have played hide and seek, and they will question us and says, Daddy, Mommy, is there a secret place we can hide at this time? The answer to that is yes. There is a secret place. There is a secret place, and our Lord is the secret place. Our God is the secret place. He has this place for us. And it says conditional, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. What does it say? Shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. As we look at that, the shadow shall abide. That means live. Shall be secure under the shadow of the Almighty. That's an important term here, the shadow of the Almighty. I do not know if some of you might have taken refuge or taken shelter in the shadow on a very hot day of a rock or of a tree or of something else, of a big building. And that gives us the protection from the heat that we may be experiencing. And today, this psalm is promising us the protection from God. And what are we going through? We are living through life in fear because of this unseen enemy. We cannot see it with the naked eye, but scientists and other personnel can look under the microscope and see this, but they don't look so fearful even there. But the effects of that is so fearful. What is it that is so fearful about this virus? It's because it attacks your breathing. It is one breath away from life, and that's the problem with this virus. And this is what the comfort God is giving to us as we read in Psalm chapter 91. We can abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I do not know, as children, if you have walked in the shadow of your parents on a sunny day, you would hide in that shadow, walk behind your parents, hiding in that shadow. What does it mean, hiding or walking in the shadow of someone? That means you are close to them. You are very close and almost touching them. Because if you go out a step out or behind, you go out of the shadow and out of that protection from the shade that you have been given. And in verse number two, it says, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. He is my refuge. What do you mean by refuge? R-E-F-U-G-E. It means a safe place. It means a place of shelter. That's what it says. God is our safe place. God is our shelter. Many communities have shelters for those that are going through difficulties or have lost their homes or have been battered for whatever reason. And that is the meaning of the word refuge, safe place. God is our safe place. God is our refuge. And it says He is our fortress, our wall, our protective covering. He covers all, not just in front, but completely all around. He protects us. He covers us. And He says, my God, in Him will I trust. You know, when we think of those two words, my God, we think of what Ruth mentioned to Naomi in Ruth chapter 1, verse 16. And He says, Ruth said, entreat me not to leave you, nor to turn back from following after you. For wherever you go, I will go. And wherever you stay, I will stay. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. That's the cry that we have today. My God, oh my God. Not only there, we have another instance where Thomas answered and said to Him in John 20, 28, my Lord and my God. That was a cry out to his God. That's what he says. These are times that we need to cry out to our God. We are living in a time, a deadly time, the worst time that we have had in our lifetime. And we have a refuge. We have a fortress. We have God as our protection. We have our God that cares for us. We have a God that will comfort us and does comfort us. And that's what it is. We hear of people that can't sleep through the night. People are going through anxiety. People are depressed, having panic attacks. That's bad enough. But the reason is this virus. You see, and here God is speaking to us and telling us and promising us all of these protections one by one. As you look at verses 3 and 4, it speaks of how God brings His protection, comfort, and care. Surely He will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Verse 4, He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. As you look at it, He's saying that He will deliver you. He will keep you out from the snare of the fowler. What do you mean by the snare? That's the trickery. That is the way that they trap you, the snare of the fowler. Who is the fowler? A fowler is one that traps birds, wild birds, or clutching birds, or whatever it may be. But now we see that there are other fowlers out in this world today. The chiefest of them is Satan. Satan is there fighting against God, fighting against us, tempting us. One of the ways that he wants to trap us is probably telling us and giving us pleasurable thoughts and getting us and trapping us. And the other way may be profitable ways, showing us profit and trapping us. Many have fallen to the trap of these fowlers. And then it also says, and from the noisome pestilence. You see, noisome pestilence. Noisome means smelly, bad odor, and then pestilence. You know, I have read about pestilence and taught about pestilence, but have never experienced pestilence till today. You see, when we think of and study and read and all of those about pestilence, we don't think of the seriousness of this pestilence. The Bible talks so much about the pestilence. It talks about the four men of the apocalypse the pale horse, the pestilence that affects the entire global system. And some even are asking, is this part of that? We know God has promised that he will take us out of this world before that. And so I don't believe that's what it is. You see, but pestilence, there is so much of those today that we are fearful of that pestilence. When we look at some of the examples of pestilence, you know, the Black Plague that we have heard about, that we have read about, which affected Europe, you know, 30% of the population of Europe was wiped out at that time. You know, there were certain predictions that in this viral attack, there'll be millions that may be wiped out, but we don't think so. It may not be that high, but still, even one is bad enough. And so that's what we see. The Bible talks about the pestilence that has affected Egypt. It talks about other situations. Ezekiel talks about pestilence and famine and all of those. But for us as believers that dwell in the secret place of the Most High, our Almighty God, we shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. You see, what's the cost of death? Of course, when we have somebody that passed away, one of the things that we have to write in our charts is the cost of death. What was it that took the life of this person? Was it congestive heart failure? Was it this? Was it that? But we know in the heart of hearts, it is sin that causes death. And that's what we know. You see, when we go through these times, 2 Chronicles chapter 7 talks of us about that. He says, my people who are called by my name, humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. You see, God is shaking up not just America, but the whole world. You see, this has affected 97% of the nations of this world. I do not know what are the one or two nations that have escaped so far, but it is not for long. Excuse me. So we see pestilence. We have only read about it. We have only studied about it. And now we are experiencing it. And this is a deadly pestilence. But fear not, my dear brothers and sisters, because God has promised us protection. He has promised us his care, and he has promised us his comfort. As we look in the verses from 7 to 8, we see that God speaks of the assurance for the believer. Verse 7, it says, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. What a promise. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. You see, thousands may die, thousands may fall, 10,000s may fall. Just the other day, I saw a report that Italy on one, they have a total death of 10,000. Excuse me, 10,000, but you know that will not come near thee. That's the promise it is given. Sometimes when we talk about these passages, it gives an impression sometimes that none of us may die, but that's not the truth. We will face death. We will someday or the other, because we will not live in this world all our lives. We will have to go and be with our Lord. That's the beautiful thing about it, because that's where our reward is. We need to prepare our lives in such a way that when we go to meet our Lord, we will receive the reward that he has for us. And that's what we need to do. And so since some may ask, how can we prepare to dwell in the secret place of the Most High? How can we receive the protection of God? How can we get the comfort of our God? How can we have close fellowship with God? I have two or three ways that we can. Number one, reading the Word of God, studying the Word of God, looking at all the words' meaning so we will get a better understanding what the passage is teaching us. Secondly, serving the Lord by loving and serving our brothers, our sisters, our neighbors. And that way we can demonstrate our love for our God and the fact that we love God. And thirdly, just as Brother Dwight mentioned last Sunday, pray, pray, and pray. This is a great opportunity for all of us, although we do not like being shut in. But this is the time that we have to spend together as a family, O Lord, to praise God, to study thy word. Spend time teaching our children the value of faith in God, of God's protection, God's care, and God's love for us. So this is a great time. Many families do not get this time because when one goes to work, the other comes in, the children are in school, and many may not even be able to see children because they go to sleep by the time they come back. So that is the situation. Why don't we take this great opportunity this time to spend time as a family worshiping God? Just not enough morning and evening, but how about the other times? Reading the Word of God, reading along with the children, and studying and worshiping God. Excuse me. So now let's look at the other verses that we have been looking at. Going to verse 9 to 13, it talks about God's repetition of the promise of deliverance and assurance of victory. Let me read verse 9. It says, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh by thy dwelling. What a promise that is. No evil shall befall thee, no pandemic, none of these pestilence will come nigh thee. None of these bad and ill effects will come to thee. Even those that have been affected, God will secure them. God will save them. And that's the promise he has given. And if we need to realize that promise, what should we do? We should dwell in the secret place of the Most High. That's the secret. How do we do that? Study the Word of God. Be with the company of believers, brothers and sisters, and worship God, and do good to others. Thereby, Lord, that we will be blessed with the protection and care and the comfort that God will give us. Also, as we continue reading this verse, we see that God has promised all of these things. All of these things that we have just seen. What a promise that is. You know, it is so wonderful that we can secure our lives in him. He is our God. He is the one that takes care of us. And he's the one that protects us. Not only are these promises that I just mentioned in the last three verses 14, 15, and 16, he says, I will deliver you. I will rescue you. That's what he says. I will rescue you. No matter what situation that you are in, I will rescue you. That's what he says. Why is that? The reason is because you have loved him. Do you love the Lord this morning? Yes, we do. I do. And so he will rescue you. That's what he promised. The second promise is, I will set you on high. I'll keep you above the fray. I will take you up no matter what may happen. Keep you at a height that you won't be affected. It may be this pestilence. It may be the floods. It may be some other thing that may befall us, but he will set you up on high. Why? Because you know his name. You know the name of Jesus. You love Jesus, and that is why he will set you up on high. That's the promise. He says, I will. And he gives it to the first person. He says, I will set you up. He'll set me on up. And that's the promise. Number three, he says, I will answer you. You see, we can go to our Lord God anytime for any need. Anytime. That's what he says. 24/7. You can go to him. You can pray to him. You can ask him. You can worship him. No matter what you need, you can reach him. And that's what he's promised you. He will answer you. Why? Because you call upon him. He recognizes your voice. He recognizes your name. Why? Because you have trusted in him. You have given him all of you to praise him and glorify him. So he says, I will rescue you. I will set you on high. I will answer you. The next one he says, I will be with you in trouble. We do have trouble today. We do. We are fearful of this virus to quite an extent, because I know that people that don't even watch TV today wants to watch TV. They want to know what the news is, and that depresses them. That causes them to worry. But what is the promise from our Lord? He says, I will be with you. I will answer you. I will be with you in trouble. He is ever present with us. That's the promise he has given to us. Not only that, have you ever honored our Lord God? You know, he honors you. And that's what he says here. I will honor you. That's what he says. That's a promise from him. I will honor you. If our God honors us, won't we give him the honor that he rightly deserves? Because he's our God. He's my God. He's your God. He's a God for all of us, all believers that have put their trust in him. That's what he says. He is my God. I will not only do these things, but I will satisfy you. You see, we all have a desire to live long, don't we? We desire to live long. And what does he say? I will satisfy you with long life. That's the last verse in there, verse 16. With long life will I satisfy you. And not only that, I will show you my salvation. I will take care of you. And that's what he says. If you look at every verse of this chapter 91, it's a promise. It's a promise that God is giving us. So why fear? Why do we have this much concern? You know, rightly so, as human beings, we have this worry. We have this unfounded fear because of what could affect us. As I mentioned, the cause of the fear is maybe death. Cause of this fear is maybe we would lose our jobs. I just heard the other day, one of my cousin's sisters, who is an engineer, lost her job. Not only just her whole company of 11 consultants lost her job. She's single, and she is now worried when she will get another job. We feel for that concern. You see, this could be the result for a few of us. We do not know, but let's put our trust in the Lord. Let us put our trust and our fear in the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and that's what the Lord says. Let me now conclude by going through the promises of verses 14, 15, and 16. And it is in the first person. It says, you, I will do this for you. It says, I will rescue you, number one. Number two, it says, I will put you on high. I will keep you on high. I will answer you. You don't fail to ask me. I will answer you. I will be with you in trouble. I will satisfy you with long life, and I will show you my salvation. Dear brothers and sisters, this morning, we can walk with our heads high up, not to fear what could happen to us. If something should befall us or happen to us, we are going to our Lord, and receive the gifts that he has prepared for us. What a joy that is. But here, as long as we are in this world, this protection, this care, and our Lord's comfort will be with us. May God bless the reading of this word and these words of our Lord Jesus Christ. And let us close with a word of prayer, thanking him and praising him, praying for all our dear ones, dear families, and not only just within our group, for all the others, not only in this country, but in the nations of this world, because they are going through the same thing. And pray that the shakeup that God is doing in this world, that many will turn to the Lord as their Savior. Oh, Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for the words of comfort and protection and care that you've given to us in Psalm 91. Father, what a wonderful psalm this is. You say that he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And the promises in the first person, I will, I will, I will. What more can we ask for, my Lord? I thank you. I praise you. I pray for all our dear family here. We pray that you would bless them and take care of them. Lord Jesus, we have had the news that Gina is off a ventilator. We praise you for that, O Lord. We hear of others that have been affected, and we pray that thy mighty hand will be upon them and touch them. Lord, give them comfort at this time, because they are worried themselves. Lord, their families are worried for them, and rightly so, Lord. But we have you to come before thee, O Lord, to ask you, O Lord, to take care of them. Thank you once again for everything. Father, we thank you for your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, for what he did upon the cross of Calvary, his death, his burial, and resurrection. And because of that, today we can be justified. We are justified, which means declared righteous. Thank you, Father, for the promises. We ask all of these things in Jesus Christ's precious name. Amen.